As you write your life story, you're far from finished. Are you looking to close the book on your job? Maybe turn a page in your career? Be continued at the Georgetown University School of Continuing Studies. Our professional master's degrees and certificates are designed to meet you where you are and take you where you want to go. At Georgetown SCS, the learning never stops, and neither do you. Write your next chapter. Be continued at scs.georgetown.edu/podcast.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, it's Wendy.
And it's Jess. And you're listening to the Food Heaven Podcast,
your online resource for delicious and nutritious living.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of the Food Heaven Podcast with Wendy and Jess.
Today we have Jeradmi Combs joining us. Jeradmi is a modern-day healer who focuses on meditation, movement, and touch. Her mission is to hold space for connection, self-awareness, and introspection. She believes that by learning to nurture ourselves, our bodies and minds thrive, giving us the ability to serve those around us. Through her support with yoga, breathwork, Reiki, and writing, she teaches how to move through stagnant energy with more ease, clarity, and compassion. Welcome to the podcast, Jetta.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yes. We are so excited to have you. And today we're going to be talking all about Reiki because I feel like I've heard of it before, but I don't really know exactly what it is and how it works and how it can be helpful. And yeah, we're super excited to have you.
Yay, and I feel like you're the perfect guest
for this because you literally have the best energy. I was telling Wendy, I think after we met, because I only met you once a couple of years ago, and I feel like I'm a really good judge of character and I can read people really well. And I was like, that is a really like good person.
Aww,
and like,
yeah, likewise. So just a mirror. In a reflection of you. So,
thank you.
And just to know, Jada's actually our first guest that we have in the studio.
Hey, hey. Yeah.
We always have people call in. And so it's really a treat because we have a face to face. So it's really nice. And so in your bio, you mentioned that you're a modern day healer. And I think that, especially for us, because we focus more so on the science and the research. And so it is a little woo woo. Like, what does that mean? So,
breaking it down.
Yeah, let's break it down. What does that mean to be a healer?
Yeah. So basically, in a very, very small nutshell, it just means that you are here to hold space for other people. So basically what you guys do for many, many of your clients, I'm sure. I believe that on a very basic level, we are all healing each other. It's a very deep way, I guess, of thinking, but also just very practical. If you think of people like your parents or people that you admire in your life, they're, for the most part, they tend to make you feel safe and at home. They're trustworthy. And so, yeah, it's really just someone that holds space and creates space for others to heal.
I love that. And to go through their process.
You are. I believe all women are. I believe all people are, though. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about Reiki. What is it? What is it? What happens?
Right.
When you, because all I know. And
I love that we haven't talked about this before, too.
I know.
I've never done it, but I just, like, in my mind, it's like someone looming over someone and, like, rub it, like, shaking their hands, moving them around, and, like,
shaking hands.
I don't know, manifesting something in the air.
Right.
Talk about what actually.
And then stardust.
Yeah. And the only person I know, and this is TMI, who does Reiki, is not a good person.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is, how many dietitians and nutritionists do you know as well that are practicing and do things their own way? And how many millions of yoga teachers that are there now? And then, you know, we could go down that hole. But anyway, so think feeling restored and at ease and centered and an overall sense of calm. So that's really what Reiki feels like. When people come to me, it is a different experience every single time. And depending on where the person is at in their life, they tend to feel different things. So you could even picture it as basically a form of meditation. Yeah. Like anything, it's different for everybody. So it's a gentle way to support the body's natural ability to heal and find balance. So it's kind of like a really beautiful, gentle way of resetting the body. So when a person comes to me, we chat for a little bit. I kind of get to know them. I have them fill something out beforehand. So I'm sure very similar to your process. And we kind of go over what it is that they're either searching for or wanting or ready to let go of. And they lay down fully clothed. And with their consent, I ask if I can use my hands. A lot of people, I've never had anyone say no hands on. So I work with my hands a lot. And people usually want that. We don't really get to like, quote unquote, like touch each other in a loving way. And we don't get to feel that often. So people are really excited to get it and to receive it. So they lay down similar to a massage, but you have your clothes on. And yeah, I just, if they're comfortable with it, I place my hands on them. And it sounds a little, I guess, woo-woo the way you're describing it. But I work my way from the head all the way down to the feet, lightly pressing my hands, touching. And it's just a really beautiful way to help them relax. And it's not invasive. It's very gentle anywhere. I mean, people that are perfectly healthy come to me, and others that are also going through cancer and different things like that. So it's a beautiful way to find balance regardless of what's happening and where you're at in your life. Yeah.
Okay. So with Reiki, is this something that you are gifted with? Like, are you gifted with the ability to
Great
move
question.
The energy
yeah.
or is it something that can be learned?
It's both. So everyone is born with it. We're all humans and we all have the ability to love and to touch and to nurture, right? With this, there's an attunement that you receive when you go through the training. And there's, you know, there's a whole, it's almost like a ritual that's done to pass down and to basically give homage and honor to our teachers and our ancestors. So once you go through that, it's very simple. You start practicing on yourself and then you do it with other people. I started on my parents, my mother, my family, and they were like, what the hell is this? And I was like, just lay down. My boyfriend still thinks that it's like, you know, a way to just like take a nap, you know? So it's like, it's all good. Whatever you get from it, it's great. It doesn't have to be anything serious. It really is just another way to relax.
Do you talk to people while you're doing it or is
No, it's very quiet. Okay. I'll ask them if they're good. You know, like if they're doing okay, if there's anything they need, if they're too warm, if they're too cold, things like that. But it's very minimal. And there's so much that is, it's an intuitive process. So at this point, I know when someone's either like not fully there or if they're like uncomfortable. But for the most part, once people are in my hands, they kind of just slip away.
Wow. Mm. Have you heard of ASMR?
I have, oh my God, Francesca Medina and Miriam Hasnera put me on it because I didn't know what it was before and we have gone down the rabbit hole.
Oh, okay.
Let's
talk about this for a second.
You don't know?
No. I'll tell you why. Okay, so it stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. I watch ASMR videos.
Cardi B just came out with one.
Yes, she did. So it's like this whole... I don't know what you call it. Like, there's a whole community. Okay, so let me just start with saying this.
It's humongous it's on YouTube.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh.
Hold on. So let me explain why I'm bringing this up. So ever since I was little, I would sometimes get, like, this tingling feeling, like, in my head. Or it's kind of like starts at the base and, like, kind of goes up. I would describe it as, like, a brain orgasm. And I always was like, that's kind of weird.
As a kid.
Yes. but just, like, that's what it felt like. I was like, this is kind of weird. I didn't know what it was. And so there was this episode of This American Life where this woman basically was an ASMR episode. And so they talked about how a lot of people would be triggered by Bob Ross, the painter, because he had, like, a very soothing voice and it was like a lot, there's certain noises, it was like a lot of the brush strokes and like the tapping can kind of trigger people to be in this like super relaxed state. And so when I discovered that this is like something that other people experience and it's like a whole community online, and I started like, me and one of my friends, we like send each other videos because there's a lot of people who are like, they do not get it. Like I had a friend who was like, we were texting and she's like, oh, I've been so busy and da 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 da. And she's like, have you heard of this ASMR craziness? She's like, that is crazy. And I was like, oh, girl, I listen to those videos every day. She's like, really? And she tried to listen. She's like, no, not for me. But I only bring it up because you have an ASMR voice. Mm. It's like very, very soothing.
Yes, for sure.
Relaxing. And
I feel like you're just rocking me into
yeah.
me. And I'm right here.
Yeah. You need to do. I've never seen like a black person do ASMR videos. Mm. I feel like it's usually, well. It's usually like white or Asian. And yeah. So anyway, your voice is.
Right.
Yes. You
so
could be.
Mark this date.
Cardi B is really good too.
I don't know. I didn't even get to like halfway because all she was doing was whispering.
She was just whispering, yeah.
Mic,
so. She was like, okay.
I was like, I want a little
this.
More.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I didn't give her the full, you know, chance. So
yeah, you should check it out.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll link it in the show notes because I'm very intrigued yeah. by her voice doing this kind
she was
of
like this. Yeah. Cardi B?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just She's whispering. Like,
wow. And you found it meditative?
Or sexual? Which one?
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. I find it relaxing.
Yeah.
Done research. So it's like very interesting because it's one of the first things where the public has actually come up with the term and come up with this as being like something that people experience mm-hmm. before science has, before mm-hmm. researchers. So the researchers are actually just catching up. Mm-hmm. They're doing a
Which
lot of.
Which is how it usually
yeah,
goes.
Yeah, exactly. They're doing like a lot of MRI scans yeah, of the brains. Yeah. And what they're finding is that people who, even if you don't experience the actual like, you know, the tingling sensation, you can become very relaxed. There's been people where I sound like, what? This isn't even ASMR, but I love looking into it. People where they said it like helped their anxiety.
Yeah.
It helps people go to sleep. So when I can't sleep, even if I don't get the tingling, which I usually don't off of the videos, it's more in person, it really, really helps me just relax. So I don't, and
That's
so what
so
they,
fascinating.
Yeah, yeah. So they looked at it to see like, was it like for most people, is it like a, cause it is like women whispering, is mm-hmm. it a sexual response? And what they found was, when you're having a sexual response, your heart rate usually increases. But within ASMR, people's heart rate is decreasing. So I think it's like 95% of people. It's not like that at all. It really is truly just something that's very relaxing. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a good BuzzFeed show on Netflix. It's called Follow This. The first episode is about ASMR. That one's a little crazy. There's other ones that I feel like are better. That one's a little intense ASMR. But anyway, that was a total tangent.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
It's all related. You know?
It's all related.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like either have the gift of whatever, you know, like mm-hmm. relaxation, energy, healing, or you don't and maybe you can cultivate it,
right.
like you're saying.
So, yeah, but I believe everybody does.
Okay.
I want you to raise your hand if you struggle to get a balanced breakfast in during those busy mornings. Yeah, you're not alone. I see a lot of hands out there. Getting in that morning meal can be quite the challenge, especially if you're rushing off to go to school or to go to work and you want to squeeze in as much sleep as possible. Get ready to completely transform your mornings with Daily Harvest. Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted food built on organic fruits and vegetables. You can choose from more than 50 ready-to-blend smoothies, savory harvest bowls, soups, and breakfast bowls. Everything stays in your freezer until you're ready to eat it, and when you're ready to run out the house, you can prepare that breakfast in one quick and easy step. It takes no more than 5 minutes. You can add yogurt or milk to your smoothie, or you can heat up your harvest bowl. And all of Daily Harvest ingredients are carefully sourced for maximum nourishment and flavor. And you can actually see all of the ingredients when you open up the cup, which is really cool. You can also customize. So if you want a little bit more protein or fiber, you can add almonds or a spoon of nut butter, for example, just to get a little more extra oomph. Daily Harvest is an easy, fast, and delicious way to load up on fruits and vegetables and to make healthy habits. It's like eating fruits and vegetables actually stick. We spoke to our connects over at Daily Harvest and they are going to hook up our Food Heaven fam with some goodies. So if you go to daily-harvest.com and you enter the promo code FOODHEAVEN, you're going to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code FOODHEAVEN for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. All right, let's get back to our episode. When you get the tingling, this is very
it's like
fascinating.
Very, very
so when is it you've had this happen in person where
yes.
you're who? So who did it?
Oh, it. So for me,
it could even be by just like tapping.
Yeah, tapping.
Opening up like a.
Any sound.
Certain sounds.
And if you're attuned to it and aware that it's happening.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. it's like for me, it's. I had this one woman in my old job, like 2 jobs ago. She always triggered it for me.
Mm.
It's, yeah. She's like, she had, it, like literally, she was a dietitian. She was like, okay, Jessica, yeah, I'm gonna go and like, she had a Filipina accent. I'm gonna go take my break right now.
You'd feel it.
And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, oh my God.
I was like, thank you.
But you can't snap out of it. It's like you're literally sedated. It's very interesting.
Wow, that's really cool.
So just kind of going back to the whole experience with Reiki, I just had at the retreat that we just had in Dominican Republic, one of our participants, I taught candlelit yoga at like 10 o'clock at night one of the days. And I gave Reiki to all the women there. And I placed my hands on, on their head for the most part. That's how I began with it. And it was very simple. Like, I didn't even spend a lot of time on her. And it was kind of like, I was doing what I usually do. I was focusing on her, but it wasn't like I was giving her a full session. And afterwards, she was like, what did you do to me? And I was like, what do you mean? She had never experienced it before. And I was like, I gave you a little bit of Reiki. It was, a little bit of touch, a little love. And she was like, no, but I felt like I was like sinking and I just felt so relaxed. And I'm like, that's just your body's natural ability to relax. And she was like, no, I got to, I want to learn more. And I'm like, well, we could talk more, but it's you doing it. I'm facilitating it, but I'm not doing it for you.
Wow. I love it. I love that you say it so matter of fact too. You're like, this is something that everyone has and it's just part of us.
Yes,
and I think that's nice because it makes it more real for people where it's like, this is something that we already possess, and it's not something that can come from you. Exactly.
Right.
You're just tapping into it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I love that.
And cultivating it, nurturing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about how you got into this work because, you're Dominican and this isn't.
Hey, sister.
You know, like my parents would be listening, like, what
girl,
is she talking
I know,
about?
We're getting to that later, right?
So, talk about how you got into this.
So, I always joke around that the word for it all is trauma. Really, when you break it down, it's like the reason why I'm here is, and I think that we all go through it at on some level, is trauma. I've been through a lot, like so many of us, and it got to a point where I can go more in depth, of course, but it got to a point where, I had to really make a decision. Do I want to stay in the pain? Do I want to stay in the fear? Do I want to stay like, not forgiving people and struggling with forgiveness? Or do I want to live happier? And do I want to feel light and free and like myself? And really in that discovery, it was one thing after the other. It wasn't something I planned. It literally just kind of all fell into place. But it really took a being in a really dark place to really want to have something different for myself and my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that Wendy and I both love was just like your manifesto. Mm. And one of the parts of it that stood out to us most was there is no place you should be.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk about what this means and kind of how you have come to this realization?
So the first time I heard this, or I read it rather, was in college. And I think I was like a freshman at the time. Have you guys heard of Mastin Kipp?
No.
He's an author and motivational teacher and now is really talking a lot about trauma. But at the time, he had a website that blew up because of Kim Kardashian. It was called The Daily Love.
Oh, yes. Wait, I listened to
his
podcast that he was on. He was being interviewed.
Okay, he's fantastic. He was a student of Tony Robbins.
Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So he's awesome. And I feel like, I've met him several times. I've worked with him in the past, and he's really great if you're looking for like clear and straight to the point information and really working with things that work. So anyway, so I first heard it from him when I was in college and I was mind blown by the very simple but yet just very strong statement. And I just wanted to understand like how could this be true? And so I started applying it to my life and was like, he puts it, I started looking at things that he quotes, happening for me instead of to me. So it really just shifted my perspective and every setback that I had, instead of looking at it like, why is this thing happening or why me? Like a lot of people, now come to me and asking or, questioning why things are happening the way they are. What if all of these circumstances are happening to actually teach you something? And once I started asking myself that, I started getting answers like, to teach me how to let go, to teach me how to have more patience, to teach me how to just be present in my body. And little things like that just started making a really huge impact in my life and in my relationships, especially with family and friendships. And things really changed for me. So it's very simple, but also just very transformative. It was, at least for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's such a beautiful mantra to live by, too. Just being present and in the moment. And you're exactly where you need to be. I love that.
And there's a lot of pressure with, like, where I'm supposed to be. I think if we all look back to
social media,
like 10. Oh, my God. And even us, I mean, growing up when we were younger, there wasn't social media. And at the time, you know, we would think that by our 30s, we should be doing this and this and this and this. And now that we're here, it's like reality check. And it doesn't have to be that way, but it can still be beautiful and it can still be fulfilling and so exciting. Like, look at all the things that we're creating in our lives, even though it's probably not anything like what we thought it would be.
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's actually a really good segue into my next question, because I was reading on your website that you were talking about your process of body acceptance and kind of going through depression. And this ties into what we were just talking about, how we have all of these unrealistic expectations about how we should look, especially for women with our bodies. So can you talk a little bit about that and kind of where you are now with that? Because so many of our listeners struggle with body acceptance and all types of body issues.
I love that it's such a conversation now. It's such a hot topic, and so many people are really stepping up to the plate. So, yeah, growing up was tough for me. My parents are entrepreneurs, and we had to move to the Caribbean for a while. And in that process, I just started, you know, dealing with me and just, like, growing and changing and evolving. And then it was my first time also dealing with bullying. And it was the very first time that I also saw myself as really separate and, like, oh, I look different than these other girls. And the boys would really, you know, get at me and say different things. We had to wear uniforms and really long skirts. And it was so awkward. And it was the first time really that I experienced, like, I guess, feeling, I guess, body shaming myself and and thinking that I wasn't okay because I didn't look like my peers and the rest of the girls in my class. And as time went on, as I got older, it kind of spiraled into that same kind of talk where it was like a lot of kids would really point it out that I didn't look like everyone else. And then I started building low self-esteem, and I would always cry to my mom, and it was like this really big struggle. And she really, I have to shout out my mom because she's my soul sister here.
Hey, girl. Hey, mom.
She really just did everything she could. We like sought out a million nutritionists and dietitians and like every single doctor that she knew of that could help me like figure this out, until it got to a point where, you know, I went through a lot of trauma in that world of like, this is what it's supposed to be. And in DR, you already know, it's like, this is like, you know, and here too, this is what you're supposed to be and how this is the category you're in and where you are and where you're supposed to be. And so I sought out a lot of help, and it just got to a point where I really just had to accept myself. And it's like, I'm here, I'm given this body, and, you know, it's mobile. I can do so much with it. And, you know, the people that I keep around me, really, the women especially, really help me and remind me that, you know, of how beautiful I am. And I think in that, all of the things together just really helped me see myself differently and really accept me for who I am. And I'm not supposed to look like anyone else. I'm me. So it's easier said than done, of course, but it's a daily process. And it's something that, you know, I have practices built around self-care and self-love and just reminding myself. And I once did this like thing with Mason Kipp, actually, one of his like, what's it called?
Was it an activity or
it was like a 30-day cleanse? And in it, there was like a lot of different steps. And in it was daily affirmations in the mirror. Try staring at yourself for 5 minutes and just saying, like, I got you and you're enough and I love you and I got your back today. And just, it was really weird at first. And then after a while, it just became normal, you know, it became part of like my daily routine. So I don't do it now every single day, but it's something where I'm like, hey, girl.
Right.
Yeah. So
I love that. Yeah. I've been to a few different trainings on like disordered eating and also body acceptance, body positivity. And there's a evidence-based body acceptance program called the Body Project. And that's one of their activities that they do is like standing in front of a mirror until you're able to say positive things about yourself, which can be really hard, especially right. at first, but just getting more comfortable and not always going to, you know, like what you're considering right. to be like those negative places.
Mm-hmm. And also just saying thank you when people are like, you look beautiful yeah. today, or oh wow, God. Your hair, or whatever.
yeah.
There's, I used to like blur out so many different things before just saying thank you. Mm-hmm. And until someone was like, girl, just say thank you.
Yeah.
And now it's like I teach everyone that comes my way that it's like just say thank you. There's nothing else
yeah.
that you need to say but yeah. just thank you.
And I love that you're also surrounded by, it sounds like, so many beautiful women mm-hmm. that are affirming you. Yesterday, mm-hmm. we had Virgie on and we were interviewing her mm-hmm. and she was talking about her experiences with body acceptance mm-hmm. being a larger person and how with her, it was really like a bullshit filter because she was like, okay, for people that are mean and they bully me around, it's almost like you know who are the people that you want in your life because right. people tend to be really honest when they are interacting with people who they don't deem as like beautiful, especially men mm-hmm. who like objectify us so much. And she was like, it was a great way to filter through the bullshit and being like, you are my people, you are a good person, and then also filter out those people who are like very external right. and very like, you know, I want to chill with you because mm-hmm. you look a certain exactly. kind of way
or you have these certain things
exactly yeah.
No, we don't got time for that.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time.
Uh-uh.
No.
Not here for it.
Bye. That was so 20.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
The 90s.
No. Right? Seriously.
Yeah, for real.
I want to take a quick second to talk about this new nightcap that I have been having. And I feel like it has completely elevated my evening routine.
Oh my God, girl. Tell me more.
Okay, so the other day, my coworker, Lauren, hey, Lauren, if you're listening, she actually gave me a packet of this Four Sigmatic mushroom cacao mix. And she was like, girl, you have to try this. She had been having it every night for a few weeks as part of her wind down routine. And she was just saying how she felt like it helps her go to sleep easier. And she gave me a packet to try.
Okay, so you're saying mushroom cacao. So I'm a little skeptical. Does it have that mushroom flavor?
Okay, so I actually, it took me a minute to try it until the brand actually reached back out to us about being a sponsor on the podcast. So when they reached out, I was like, okay, I have to try it. This is like serendipity. And when I tell you, it does not taste anything like mushrooms. It tastes like a rich, pure hot chocolate.
Mm.
Yeah, and it has like a touch of sweetness, but it only has 2 grams of sugar, so it's nothing that's like really heavy for me. I don't like having beverages with sugar. It just tastes too sweet. And this was the perfect mix of all the flavors.
Wow, that sounds delicious. So how do you make it?
What I did was blended it with some soy milk or almond milk, and then I heat it up in the microwave for a couple minutes. And then if I'm really feeling fancy, I might put a little bit of whipped cream on top, and it is so good. I swear to goodness.
Okay, so I have to try it. Let the listeners know where they can get it.
Okay, so you and the listeners can get it by going to foursigmatic.com/foodheaven. And they are giving you guys 15% off, so you definitely want to make sure to go now and cash in on that discount. It's foursigmatic, foursigmatic.com/foodheaven. And get your nightcap on, everybody.
So it sounds like you have gone through so much growth and evolution. And I want to know, what do you feel like it means for people to align themselves both spiritually and energetically? And what are some things people who feel like they are out of balance, mm-hmm. what can they do to get there?
Like I said earlier, we already are there. One of the things that we really teach about on tour and on, in our retreats that I lead with two other amazing women is that we already are it. Like we always are on purpose. We are always on time. And really, it's just a matter of unlayering all the things that we've sort of packed on since we were kids. And, you know, we tend to think that we are our personality and that we are what we're told that we are, our names, where we live, what we do, blah, blah, blah. And it's just what makes you happy and what makes you feel good. And for me, it looks differently for everybody, but what works really well for me is, and you will read this in so many books and hear it on all the podcasts, but it really is just spending time in nature and with yourself and breathing and like taking a second to be like, how are you? Like looking in the mirror or just asking yourself, like, how do I feel today? What do I need? When I teach my classes, I'm always like, what do I want to feel today? You know, like what parts of me are in need? And once you begin to incorporate the things that make you feel better, which at the end of the day are very simple things, it's not going to be external, then you start feeling more like yourself. And it's, we're all capable of doing it. Moving for me is a big one, whether stretching or going for a walk or whatever it is, dancing, it could be a, you know, Soul Cycle, whatever it is.
We just did that.
Oh really? My God. Ooh. Have you done it?
So I just fun. Did last month and I'm obsessed.
Okay, we yeah. did it.
We should do it while we're like, here.
Please.
Maybe I'm we so should down. Do
it. Let's do it. Go.
We're in LA right now. So we
before you leave on Sunday.
Yeah. Yes. So we have okay. So ugh. When we were in where was that in DC?
We, were, yeah. mm-hmm.
we went to us. I'm like we had to, but
we went.
Yeah,
it was mandatory.
It was kind of mandatory, but I was like, damn, we have to go to cycling, and it was like at 6:30 in the morning.
Ooh, that's and the best I was time. On West Coast time, and I only slept 1 hour.
Yeah,
no. if so that, like 30 minutes. I
oh
couldn't
my
sleep.
God.
Yeah.
So we were like, all right, let's just go to the cycling class. I'm like, it looks really intense because like in the commercials, it's like right. everyone going crazy. Yeah. And I'm like, this is not my kind of workout because mm-hmm. I'm very chill. I like walking mm-hmm. and like stretching mm-hmm. and like very low, you know, I'm not into intensity. Mm-hmm. But then they started playing Cardi B and we were like, oh my God, they had the lights.
I know you were dancing.
I just stopped cycling. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, they're like, just do your thing.
Oh my God. And now we're like hooked. We're like, we have to do Soul Cycle.
I low key like want to teach at some point.
Oh my God.
Let's see. Let's see where and then what city.
Move
but yeah,
to the Bay.
Yeah, right?
There's one in Berkeley.
And Berkeley?
I'll be your first
right?
participant.
I can practice
oh
on
my
you.
God. Yeah.
No, but it is. It's really cool fun. When you can move and also have a good time and like be around really good energy. I love that it's low lights and that everybody's kind of in their own zone.
Yes.
And yeah, they push you, but you're also like doing your own thing.
Exactly.
I love that they have weights and that like, you know, they make you think that you're like actually like, it's like aerobics, but cycling.
It's so much fun. And I love that like it's not all eyes on you. Because with working out, it's a lot of pressure where you're like, oh my God, like I have to go hard. Because everyone else, and it's like we were in the last row. I was like, at one point, I just stopped. I was like, I'm just gonna chill.
I love cycling though. I've always
really
loved it.
Yeah.
You
I've,
mean like riding your bike or cycling?
No,
classes?
Like in the gym. Cycling
okay.
classes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I've always enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was our first cycling class.
Oh,
I was,
okay.
I love riding
your butt
my bike.
Hurt the next day.
It did.
So much.
Yeah.
But then you get over it.
Yeah, I like being sore though.
You
yeah,
do.
It was good. I kind of got up and then I sat down like stretching while I was doing it so it wouldn't be like too hard on the butt, but it was nice.
Yeah,
okay. I liked it a lot.
Let's try it then.
Okay,
let's
do it.
We have some time to
cool.
go together. That would be really fun.
All right, so I think it would be really nice to end things with talking about your family because we spoke about that before. We touched on like your mom and you being Dominican. So how do they feel about you doing this work? Because within our community, this is seen as very like just far-fetched. like witchcraft and like, oh my God, you're possessed.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, so let's talk about that. I'm very interested in just knowing where your family stands with this.
Yeah, so first of all, I have my grandmother, bless her heart, she had 11 children.
Wow.
And so on my mother's side, and 9 are still alive. And so all of them had anywhere from like 5 to 6 kids. So you can already imagine how many cousins I have.
Yeah.
And I have about, 13 nieces and nephews. So it's a really, we really roll deep. So, you know, I've been on this journey, like I said earlier, for a while. And it started in baby steps, kind of, you know, with, I started working at a spa out of college. If you heard of Exhale.
Oh,
it's
heard that
located
sound
all over the nation.
Okay.
And anyway, it's like bar classes, yoga and spa, and it's a beautiful place. So it started there. And then from there, I did Reiki and then yoga training. And I spent a lot of time in Northern California and, you know, the traveling started. Then I started the retreat house in Dominican Republic. And it kind of all just, you know, happened. And in the process, I won't say I always had their support really, because I don't think they quite understood like what was going on, you know, because in this work, as you can imagine, there's a big transformation that happens. I'm not the same person I was in college. Obviously, none of us are, but there was a big change because what I experienced as I was learning just really just changed my life completely. So it's been a journey. And I guess at this point, I would say that they are definitely a lot more supportive, but I don't think that they actually understand what it is I do. I think they just think I, you know, I teach yoga and I do this Reiki thing or whatever. And that I, you know, there's always groups and people at the guest house and, but that's it. And I travel a lot. So,
yeah,
you know, and I think the lavish lifestyle that it kind of presents is really what they see. But I have a lot of cousins and, you know, it's very rare that we get to actually like talk about what it is that I'm going through or that I'm doing. But I mean, it's all good. We all mean well. And at the end of the day, we wish the best for each other and it's all good. You know, I feel like at this point, and I said this to myself a while ago, that I would speak less about what I was doing and just let my action show for itself. Because,
that's a great point.
You know, sometimes talking about it just can get so far. So
I want to take a short break to talk about periods. If you listen to our episode on PMS, you'll know that periods are one of my least favorite things in the entire world. And I'm sure a lot of you can relate. So when I found out Lola was interested in being one of our podcast sponsors, I was so excited because anything that can make me feel better about getting my period is a win in my book. Lola is a modern approach to feminine care. It's an all-female founded company offering a line of organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, and all natural cleansing. Unlike other major brands, Lola products are 100% natural and easy to feel good about. No BS, mystery fibers, or doubts about what's going in your body. Plus, Lola products come in a simple, really customizable subscription, and it delivers exactly what you need when you need it. The subscription is fully customizable, so you can choose your mix of products, mix of absorbency, the number of boxes you want, and the frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible, and you can change, skip, or cancel whenever you want. Did you know that the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of ingredients in their feminine care products? So most of them don't. And what I love about Lola is that they offer complete transparency about the ingredients found in their products. Major brands use a mix of synthetic ingredients in their products, including rayon and polyester. Their feminine care products may also be treated with harsh chemical cleansing agents, fragrance, and dyes. Lola products are 100% organic cotton with no added chemicals, fragrances, synthetics, or dyes. They get delivered right to your door, and I must say, the packaging is really chic and discreet, which is great if you're that person who doesn't want everybody all up in your business. We're hooking up our Food Heaven podcast family with 40%, I repeat, that's 40% off all subscriptions. Just visit mylola.com and enter promo code foodheaven when you subscribe. That's mylola.com and enter promo code foodheaven. All right, let's get back to our episode.
Yeah, even with nutrition, I was telling Jess, my parents, it's nutrition, and they don't even fully understand. They're like, look at the wase. And just like, we were at the nutrition conference. And
like,
we
how are you
want,
making money with that?
Yeah. They don't even know what I'm doing here.
Right.
They're like, okay.
Like, oh, she's in LA, right?
Yeah. So we were at the conference and we won an award for, you know, it was called the Magnificent Award for our work within the field.
Congratulations.
And my mom was like, so do you win a prize? Like,
oh my God.
Are there points associated where then you can redeem?
Did you get a raise?
Yeah, like, do you get a TV? And I'm like, okay.
Did you win a house?
I'm like,
what? What did she say about Oprah or?
Oh, so we're going to be in Oprah magazine. We have a spread.
Oh, my God.
So we can edit all this stuff out and then I'll just start because it'll be out by then. So when we found out that we were going to be in Oprah magazine, I called my mom and I was like, Ma. I mean, obviously this is in Spanish because she doesn't know English. And I was like, Ma, do you know who Oprah is? Just checking in, assuming that, of course, she knew. And she's like, ¿y qué esa vaina? Which basically means like, and what the fuck is that? And I'm like, it's a person. And like, she was just like, okay. She's like, girl, call me later, okay? And I'm
oh my God.
My parents are so clueless.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's definitely not the same for me. My mom is like super high tech, like on WhatsApp. Voice notes me every single day.
My mom just got on WhatsApp. She's still figuring out the voice notes.
No, my mom has been there for a while. She sends and forwards stuff to me.
Oh.
Yeah, every day. It's like voice notes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's an entrepreneur.
She's not
to say anything, but just it's like, she's really, she tries to be all up in everything.
But I think it's really nice that related to the Reiki and everything like that, that they still seem to be very supportive and open. And my parents have the same way, where it's like they might not fully understand what's going on with what I'm doing, but they're still like checking in and like, you know, being like, how can I help you? Or are you good? And I think that that's really important. Even them being open to having you do the Reiki on them, I think is really amazing. So that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're getting there.
I love all of it. And I'm sure people are going to want to know, how can they keep up with you? What you talk about the activation tour.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, what do you have going on? How can they work with you?
Awesome.
Where do they find you?
Yes, definitely. So everything is sort of in the hub of jeradmi.com. So Y-E-R-A-D-M-I.com. It's pronounced Jeradmi. And on social media, I'm Jera Gomes, so Y-E-R-A-G-O-M-E-S. So on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, still don't know how to use it, Facebook. Cool. And at this point, our tour is sold out.
Actually,
we actually have some spots left for London at this point. But
you guys are so
that's,
cool.
For we're wrapping up.
What is the tour, for people who don't know?
Yeah, so in 20... So it's 2018. In 2015, I started leading retreats at I have a guest house in Dominican Republic. It's a childhood home of mine. And I had a brilliant idea before Airbnb was out to convert it into a guest house and a sort of like a home away from home for tourists and travelers and like-minded people. And in that process, I then started teaching yoga and offering my offerings. And I started reaching out to people that I wanted to work with, and women specifically. And I led my first one. I led it with friends like back in the day and sort of to see the process and how that would happen. And then from there, I brought out LXL in 2015.
Oh,
and then in 2016, I worked with Hey Friend Hey and with Miriam Hasnea, which are my sisters. And we had such a beautiful turnout that the tour came from it. So it's a longer story, but in a nutshell. From there, we started a tour, and we didn't have funding at the time or anything. We just said yes. It was sort of a request from the women that had come to DR. And we started in New York and then LA. And then the following year, we did 12 cities. And then now in 2018, we are wrapping up a 7-city tour because we couldn't do the 12.
12 is a lot.
It was way too much. It's really just a day of, except for the one in Dominican Republic, which is a little bit more in depth, but for the most part, it's a day full of rejuvenation and great food, great conversations. We've only had women up to this point, so it's been a lot of just connecting with like-minded people and sharing stories. And now we're working with creatives and people that are kind of bringing projects to life. So it's been really fun to switch gears a little bit and allowing them to build community within themselves. That's a huge part of my brand. And yeah, it's been a really awesome ride. It's a roller coaster, really.
I love
it.
Believe
it's almost
I know. I'm like, ooh, this sounds really
fun. That sounds exactly like what I need in my life.
And then in the near future, I would hope, I'm saying this out loud, you guys could edit if you want, but in the near future, I would love for Food Heaven to come to DR. I know we've talked about it. We planted
have.
A seed. I know we've been watering it.
Yeah, we don't have to edit that out.
Right?
Yeah.
We're thinking so 2019.
Yeah.
I hope.
And she's right by my dad's house.
Oh.
Yeah, she's right by my
every
dad's
time
house.
That we're there at the same time, I'm like, let's get together.
And then I told you how I drove by.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, I was with my dad and I'm like, should I go in there? He's like, I don't think you should go in there. There's gates
you
and
totally
stuff.
You totally could have.
It was all dark and
okay.
stuff. But yeah, we have to figure this
yes.
out. Because, yeah, we have to figure
we're
it out.
We're speaking it into existence.
Yes,
yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, this was great. You have the studio smelling amazing.
Oh, no.
This girl came in here with all the oils and the teas and the lip bombs. I'm like, oh my God, it smells so good.
Yes. And thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was great. You have amazing energy. And
likewise.
I really just feel like with you talking, it's like you're rocking me back and
I know.
Forth. I really
you know, my
relaxed.
Teacher said that the first time I did, or the second time I did teacher training. She was like, your voice is just going to calm everybody down.
And your
and
energy.
At the time,
totally.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you
really
so much.
Girl, you need
I'm
an ASMR channel.
Huh?
You need a Reiki / ASMR channel.
Ooh.
Girl.
Oh my goodness. Yes, what are you doing to me?
Ideas.
I love it.
Cool.
Thank
well,
you
thank
so
you so much.
Much
for joining us.
Thank
and
you.
We'll talk soon. Maybe now, in the DR, I'll see you.
Or in SoulCycle.
Oh, that's right.
But yes, in
or
DR.
In the
SoulCycle.
Bay.
Yes.
If you move.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you, ladies.
All right. Thank you. thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Food Heaven podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a huge favor and leave us a review on iTunes right now. The more reviews we get, the higher we rank, which means that this podcast is able to get out to more people. Listen up to this listener review. Nutrition can be so confusing because of all the information on the internet. Wendy and Jess break down topics I actually want to hear about and can benefit from. They offer great recommendations that are easy to incorporate. Thank you so much, whoever you are, for taking out the time to drop that review. And if you haven't already, go on iTunes, drop some stars, and leave us some love.
Also, make sure to connect with us online. We are at Food Heaven Show on the gram and on Twitter, and at Food Heaven Made Easy on Facebook. Our podcast is released every Wednesday, and in each episode, we cover tips and tricks for making lifelong, sustainable, healthy living changes to upgrade your diet and health. We also interview leading experts in the field of health and nutrition to pick their brains on how to cultivate a healthy life that you love. We hope you enjoy this episode, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.